have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this place, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not to copy. I'm gonna tap on the heart to love again. I'm gonna celebrate this life, talking who I'm supposed to be. Refuse to give up on me. I'm gonna love again. I'm gonna celebrate this life, walking liberty. Every trial that came my way, I was searching for a brighter day. That day's finally here.
With Pastor Michelle Y. Lyman. What a blessing to be with you on today. We send a wonderful shout out to all of you, the listening audience, and to our very own visionary, our producer, our sister in the Lord, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and all of our Elation family. We send a shout out to Pastor Donald Wright Jr. for his love and support. Listen, I'm excited. We are all here. There's something great about the fellowship that we have with the Lord. Amen. I want you to know on today, Our God is great. He is merciful, and he loves each and every one of us. That love that he gives us is unconditional, regardless of how we feel, what the circumstances look like. You can depend on God. I want to say that again. You can depend on God. We welcome you again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. And I'm very blessed to be here with you to serve. Amen. I want you to know, if this is your first time listening in, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, hallelujah, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, before we begin, we not only want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace, acknowledge him for his power, but we want to invite him in to speak to each and every one of us through his word. Will you join with me as we pray at this time? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for this day, thanking you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking you for creating this world, allowing us to be a part of your creation, giving us wisdom, health, and strength, giving us a mind, O God, to want to hear your word and do your will. We ask, O God, that you bless Elation Radio, every listener that is listening in. We ask that you touch them in a special way. We pray for our Elation family, as well as we ask that you come in to this podcast and have your divine will and way. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You see our today. You knew our yesterday, and you certainly know our tomorrow. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Father, not only come into this podcast, have your divine will and way, open our minds and our hearts to hear what you want to be said. God, give us wisdom on today. We can't make it without you. We trust you, we love you, and we honor you. Have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Hear the request of your people, and we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we want to thank the Lord for all that he has done and all that he is going to do. I don't know about your week this week, but God has been, is, and forever will be good. I want you to keep your mind right there, because there is something when we praise the Lord. I don't know when you go through, but when we face trials and tribulations, our comfort as a believer is a word from the Lord. It is us believing, no matter what we see, that he is able to do anything but fail. Amen. He will fix it for us. So I want you to be encouraged on today that our God knows exactly what we each need. He knows how to fulfill what we have asked for. He knows how to stand with us, protect us, keep us, and give us strength. And today we're going to be talking about the wall experience. Again, the wall experience. Why are we talking about the wall experience? Because if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. We hear it often. It seems like a cliche, but the truth of the matter is when we come into the body of Christ, we say to the Lord, you have our heart, you have our mind, you have our body, you have our spirit, you have our soul. Do with it what you will. Oftentimes, it becomes as if we say it, but are we really trusting him to do what he said? Do we commit to him the way we need to? For most believers, when they give their life to the Lord, there is need of teaching. There is need of growth. There is need of understanding that the word becomes life to us. When we read the word of God, we want to study it, not just read it. That way we get in the full understanding and we seek God so that he may be glorified. Amen. So that he may give us what it is we need. I love the word of God. It is our staying power to understand that there is a word for every situation. No matter what you face, how it looks, it's a word in the word of God for your situation. So we're talking about the wall experience. In the Bible, we are talking about Nehemiah. We're going to be studying from the 6th chapter. This scripture is so important and timely for believers across the world because it reminds us of our duty to God, our ability to follow him, and to understand how not to be distracted in the midst of your assignment. Let me say it again. It teaches us how not to be distracted in the midst of your assignment. Nehemiah had a very, very powerful role. He was a cupbearer to the king. That meant, can you imagine having to taste the king's food and to be able to drink from the king's cup and to understand that poison could have been in there, things that people could have done to sabotage the king. Not only that, he was a trusted, loyal, faithful individual. He was one that the king could be who he needed to be in his role and yet be able to trust him with the things that mattered the most. Because of his faithfulness to God, because of his love for God, because of his obedience to God, he had favor. I want to start with that because there is something to be said when the king can trust you, when the king of kings can trust me, when he looks on the earth and he looks for someone to trust, can it be you and I? And when we give ourselves to the Lord, the answer should be yes. I say it again. The answer should be yes. I love the fact that the Word of God is the best stories that we can live and read about, that understand the times. So today, when we're looking at our lives, there's nothing new Ecclesiastes teaches us under the sun. Let's read, if you will. Grab your Bibles, your phones, your tablets, and let's get to it. The Word of God says in Nehemiah 6, "Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates." Let's stop right there. So here you have Nehemiah, who's on assignment to really, really fulfill building this wall. He set in order in his mind what to do and how to do it. It reminds us of Noah. Noah had instructions from the Lord. He knew exactly how many cubits to build the ark. He knew how much material it costs to build the ark. He was specific because God was specific to him. He goes on to tell us in this first verse that he had not set up the doors upon the gate, which meant anybody could enter therein. Let's continue to read. "That Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you?" Paraphrase. Who are you that I would stop what I've been commissioned to do, to come, in so many words to say, with this foolery? That's my paraphrase. "Yet they said unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner." Listen, whenever you are assigned to do a great work and you are busy and you are doing it and you find yourself in the momentum of what God has given you to do, it is not unlike Satan to send a distraction. It is not unlike Satan to try to throw you off task. Therefore, you must seek the Lord each and every day for everything he calls you to do. You must listen attentively to his words. You must pray and seek his faith that you may be just like Nehemiah, to not stop a great work for a temporary distraction. The Word of God says four times they sent after him, and four times he told them the same thing. "Then sent Sanballat, his servant, unto me, and like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand." Listen, threats. You know how the enemy does. If you ignore him, he has to do something else to gain a greater attention for what isn't going to prosper. Let me say that again. He has to do something to do with a greater attention for something that he's plotting and scheming that is not going to prosper. Six, wherein was written, "It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, For which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. Now you see how that was turned around, him doing a work to fulfill the will of God, and yet he's accused of wanting to be the Jews' king. And they knew that he was the cupbearer to the king. And thou hast appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hand shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen mine hands. Afterward, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, and the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee, yea, in the night, and they will come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I flee? Listen, I'm going to say this right now. Nehemiah knew the power he had in the kingdom. He understood the assignment. He understood he wasn't going to come off the wall for foolery, for distractions, for them to stop him, for him not to complete the work. He understood that they were throwing hot air, just like Satan does every time he does to you and I, whenever you're fulfilling the will of God, whenever you're following his word, whenever you're trying to please him, he comes to throw you off. I want you to take a moment right now to think about all of the trickery, all of the lies, all of the games that the enemy has tried to throw you off course. And we need to be like Nehemiah. Nehemiah said in the 11th verse, and I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, will go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. In other words, I know who you are. I know what you're doing. And I love God enough to understand his word is a protecting factor for my life. I will not go in, he said. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced a seed against me. For Tobiah and so Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. I want you to know that the enemy's job is to try to reproach you in all of the good works that you do. He often looks to find something to make you upset, irritated, downhearted about all the good you have done. When he seeks to find your weaknesses, he seeks to tear you down. He seeks to distract you so that you will never make it where God wants you to be. But I am here to encourage you on today to fulfill the work of the Lord, to stand steadfast, steady and sure, to never give up, never give in, never allow the enemy to see you sweat, never allow him the place that he doesn't deserve. Give God the glory whenever he comes to throw you off course. I dare you to stand on those days and say, Lord, I thank you. God, I praise you for everything you're doing. I know it doesn't feel good, but I trust you anyhow. This is what God is looking for in the times of trouble. This is what he wants when the enemy comes to sift us like wheat. We must take a different view and know that when we're standing on solid ground. 14, my God, think upon Tobiah and Sanballat, hallelujah, according to their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. Listen, you can call on the name of the Lord when trouble arises. You can call on the name of the Lord when the enemy thinks he's cornered you in. There is a song that says, this is how we fight our battles. Listen, you can't fight a battle that you've already won. Listen, the Bible declares the battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. There's no fighting necessary for a fixed fight. Come on. 14, my God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets, hallelujah, that they would have put me in fear. My God, hallelujah. So the wall was finished, y'all better hear me, in 25th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters, hallelujah, unto Tobiah. And the letters, hallelujah, of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Arah, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam, the son of Berechiah. And they reported his good deeds before me and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Listen, I need you to know it's a fixed fight. Hallelujah, one of my favorite songs, and we've already won. Let me say it again. It's a fixed fight, and we've already won. It means that whatever you face in your life, when it looks like you're defeated and the enemy comes in like a storm, that you must know that our God will raise a standard against him. When you call on the name of the Lord, he is our strong tower. He is our strong tower. We can run into him and find safety. We can run to him and he will help us. We can run to him and know that he has already won. Hallelujah. I don't know what you do in the midst of your battles. I don't know how you react and respond when fear comes upon you. I don't know how you act when it seems like all hope is gone. But if I can tell you anything today, I want to remind you of the God that you serve. I want to remind you of every threat that the enemy has ever made, that it is a lie. He has nothing to give you but fear. And fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. Listen, you have got to know who your God is at all times. You have got to remember when it seems like all hope is gone that there is hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have got to know that when you said yes to God, he never said there wouldn't be trials. He never said there wouldn't be tribulations. He never said that you wouldn't go through something. But he did say that he is our God. He did say he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He did say, be still and know that I am God. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will show up and show out. I don't know who needs him today to show up and show out. He's available to you. He's waiting on your cry. He's waiting on you to call on the name of the Lord. Not your name, not Big Mama name, not this person name, but his name, that he can answer the way a father needs to answer his children. He is Abba Father, an endearing father, one that is concerned about you, one that is caring for you, one that won't let you down. I know we can feel some type of way when it seems like things not working out the way it should. But if you just remember this, even in the midst when they came for Nehemiah, listen, I hear the young folks say, don't come for me. Listen, Nehemiah said, don't come for me, because he wasn't going to play the game that the enemy was trying to engage him in. I want to say to you on today, don't play the game that the enemy is trying to enthrone you in. Don't play with the enemy. You be direct. You stand firm on what God says, and you watch the hand of the Lord move on your behalf. You want the full benefits of being a child of God. That isn't half the benefits. It's all the benefits. You get eternal life when you say yes to the Lord. You get eternal life when you say yes to the Lord. When you say, here is my heart, here is my mind, here is my body, here is my spirit, here is my soul. Have all of me. Help me. Save me. Deliver me. Forgive me. He says, I hear you. I want you to know when you give yourself to the Lord, you can be in your living room. You can be in the church. You can be outdoors. But the Bible says, if you call on the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved. When we look at the word of God, we don't want to take it literally. We want to believe it wholeheartedly. Why? Because there is power in the word of God. Let me say that again. There is power in the word of God. This is what keeps us. This is what holds us. This is what helps us in the time of trouble. I need you to understand, there's not a threat that the enemy can throw our way that our God can't overcome. Romans 8 and 37 tells us this. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Are you in relationship with him today? Have you said yes to the Lord? Have you put aside every idol, every weight, everything that so easily besets you, and to run the race with victory, with power, with anointing, so that you may be in his good graces? Have you said yes to the Lord? I know for a fact, when you come to the Lord, it's more than a feeling, because you got to have, as the older saints say, some staying power. What is your staying power? That thing that won't allow you to flake off and run off. That wall experience that will teach you to stay, not bend, not break, not bow, but to hold fast to our Lord and Savior. Do you have that staying power on today? Do you understand that he is everything he said he would be? Do you understand you're going to have a Sanballat and a Tobiah come your way? You're going to have to understand the wall that you have to build and not be distracted from it. What kind of walls are we talking about? It may be building the walls of family reunification. What does that mean? Where somebody is in the trenches praying for the family, praying for salvation, praying for healing, praying for the things of God. What is another wall? It is the vision and the giftings of what God has called you to do. I know it looks big. I know it seems like it can't be done. You're right where you need to be. Why? Because if God is the one that will bring it to pass, then you are serving him. If you can do it, it's all you. I want you to get comfortable with knowing that he loves you so much that he has already won the battle. Today is a significant day in the Lord. It's a day we've never seen before. We've never been here before. We've never, ever have witnessed what we're witnessing right now. Why? Because there are new mercies, God, every day. So when you wake up tomorrow, there's new mercies. I want to encourage you to stick and stay with the Lord. Don't be easily moved by the tricks of the enemy. Don't allow him to let you feel that you're not an overcomer, that you don't have the power that God is giving you, because you need God. I need God. I can't afford to live without him. I need him. He's our lawyer. He's our doctor. He's our financier. He's everything you need and more. He is foremost our Father, Abba Father, and Savior. You can trust him when you can't trust nobody else. You can trust him and know that he loves you and that he cares. I stop by to remind you today, let nothing come between you and God. Not a thought, not a way, not an action, not a storm, not a trial, not money, not people, not anything in your world experience. I want to remind you to be like Nehemiah. You can see him, but you don't have to engage him. He said it himself. They had the nerve to then ask him to come into the temple, the house of God, so that they could do evil and mischief against him. Do you know the Lord will let you know when the enemy is trying to utilize mischief and evil against you? What is your answer to it? Lord, I take you at your word. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, show me how to deal with this. Lord, help me. When we do those things, we are in order with him, and he gets all of the glory. The Lord gets all of the glory. This is why it's so important to trust him. It's so important to believe him for everything he says and everything he does. He loves you. He cares about you. And if you walked away, or if you, for whatever reason, not been as committed, he's still waiting on you. He cares about you. and he wants to show you his love for you. Don't let the enemy trick you and make you believe that there is no love from you, for you, from a God who cares. When he says he loves you, he means he loves you. When he says he cares, he means he cares. Trust him on today. Come back to him if you've gone away. Stay right there. Because in his presence, fullness of joy. If you're going through a trial, know you can depend on him. If you're all right with him, life seems to be well with you, know there is a power in staying right there. Know wherever you are at this moment in your life, under the sound of my voice, that the Lord loves you and he cares. The Lord loves you and he cares. Life can be heavy and it can weigh you down, but the God we serve can lift up a bowed down head. He can strengthen a feeble body. He can heal and deliver if we allow him to. I pray that on today, this scripture in Nehemiah has encouraged you to continue to run the race that is set before you, to not be moved by the enemy's devices, but to stand firm on his word, to stay right there. Know that you need the word of God, that he may be fulfilled in your life. I hear a lot of people when they say, mama said, so-and-so said, but when you say, the Lord said, I guarantee you, you can count on God, and he won't lead you wrong. So be encouraged on today. Stand firm like Nehemiah. Let nothing hinder you. Let nothing destroy your joy. Let nothing throw you off course. Stay firm in the Lord. Seek his face as to how he wants you to do every single thing. Trust him because he loves you so much and he cares. So I often say, and I want to invite you, that if you don't know him and you're not in relationship with him, here's a good time to say yes, to ask him to come into your heart and to do for you what he promised he would do, to first forgive of all of her sins, and then to restore us to the place he wants us to be in, that we may be in the family of God for those that don't know him. He has an open invitation. Why is that important? Because sometimes people will make you feel there's no place for you. But he says, I love you with an everlasting love. I care about you. And you are always welcome. You ever been somewhere where you didn't feel welcome? But when you call on the name of the Lord, you will find the joy, the strength, the peace of him. So let me read these scriptures that you may get to know him in a more intimate way. Romans 10:9-10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What does that mean? You have to say yes by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. There are a lot of people who say, the Lord knows my heart. But does he rule in your heart? The difference is, as a believer, he rules in your heart. And then you can tell someone else that he is Lord of your life. I want to welcome you personally. If you said yes to the Lord, you've made a huge step coming into the kingdom of God. Now, the next step is to find a Bible-believing church that you can connect up and grow thereby. Find a ministry that will teach you the Word of God and will engraft you and help you to understand what your spiritual gifts are, that you can be used effectively for the kingdom of God. I need you to pray about that. Seek the face of God and ask him his divine will for your life. Again, I pray that this exhortation of Nehemiah has blessed your soul, that it's given you peace, that it's helped you to be all that you need to be and to get where you need to be through the Word of God. I want to say happy September to all the September birthdays. It just so happened that on yesterday was my mom's heavenly birthday. We celebrate her and thank God for her giving life to us, and celebrate you and all of you whose birthdays are in the month of September. Perhaps it isn't your birthday, but maybe you've accomplished something great. Maybe you started a business, bought a car, had a baby, got married. The list goes on and on. If no one's told you congratulations, here at Just For You and on Elation Radio, we celebrate you and your accomplishments, your joys, and those things that are great in your life. We also understand on the other end of the spectrum that there are times when we go through, when there are troubles, and when there are things that weigh us down. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We are lifting you before the Lord that he may hear you, that he may bless you, that he may touch your life in a very special way, that he be glorified in and through your life. That is our prayer for you. We pray for every family experiencing a passing of a loved one. I want you to know that God is your strength. He is your peace. He is everything you'll need to make it through that hour. I send a special condolence out to our family in the passing of our aunt, Ruby Dean. I pray that her children know, even the greater now, that as she rests with the Lord is with you. And every family, listen, death is hard at times, because there are times when those that are believers, we shout through it, and then there's times when the pain can be devastating, so much so that people don't want to face it or go through what they have to face. I want to encourage you today that he is your helper. He will get you through it, and he will strengthen your life. He will help you to understand that he is with you through it all. I want to share with you on today, if you are in need, and perhaps you need certain resources to help you during these times, we have in the United States, United Way, but in the St. Louis area, United Way's number is 211 in the St. Louis area. When you call them, they will give you resources for various areas, express your need, and they will help you and lead you to different resources that will be able to assist you. They do what they call an intake. So be prepared to have your pen and paper ready to receive the information they will give you. There's also Urban League St. Louis, Urban League St. Louis. On this weekend, they will be celebrating their Salute to Women. It is a powerful event that they do to support area women as well as those that are from outside of our area. Listen, for more information, you can find out at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. There is also on September 17th, coming up, the Salute to Women will be on this weekend, September 9th, but this event, Wake Up St. Louis, will be on Saturday, September the 17th at O'Fallon Park in St. Louis, Missouri. It is a community event that offers cultural enrichment, family bonding, recreational activities, as well as food and prizes. And for more information, you can go to Operation Save the Lou, operationsavethelou.com, where the organizer is Eric Ross. Also, on September the 17th, I tell you, there's something about God moving in the hour that he is. He's showing up and showing out for his people. Our very own, hallelujah, Pastor Alicia Curry, First Lady Alicia Curry, is going to be involved in a powerful, powerful women's conference. I'm pulling up the information that they are having, which is being hosted by Chantella Huntley. And I tell you, the women of God are coming together for a powerful time in the Lord. We encourage you to attend, and we're going to give you more information just a moment here. Hallelujah. For all that God is doing, that he may be all he wants us to be in this world. Hallelujah. Let me get to this announcement. And there are two, actually. So let me first begin with this one, which is, hallelujah, the Women at War. The Women at War Against the Enemy will be September the 10th, starting at 9 a.m. And our own First Lady Alicia Curry will be there with Evangelist Pam Royston and Pastor Mickey King. The keynote speaker is Prophet Donna Scott, and the host and the author is Evangelist Deborah Arnold. Please make sure you bring your friends, your family, those to come out and to support, that God may be glorified and that he may be lifted up that he may get all of the glory. Curry the Cross Church presents You're Not a Victim, You're an Overcomer Women's Conference. This is going to be on September the 17th at 14550 New Halls Ferry Road. Also, this is going to be Pastor Shanella Huntley is the host. There will be Dr. Kanoy, who is going to be a speaker. Minister Vonetta McAfee is the praise dancer. Again, Evangelist Deborah Arnold will be there, and yours truly will be praying. Hallelujah. We ask that you please keep this event in your prayers and come and support. Also, I want to give you the address for the other event that we just told you about. It is going to be listed here at 8703 St. Charles Rock Road for the event for Women at War. That address is 8703 St. Charles Rock Road. I would like to invite you on Monday night to join Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, and that will be at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, you can hear us again on Just For You, the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the second and the fourth Fridays of every month. Please join the Women of Elation for our servants, and it is called, it's a series, and we are From Ashes to Beauty, From Ashes to Beauty, every second and fourth Friday of the month. You can join us by meeting us at Clubhouse. If you don't have the app, download it, join the group, and you'll find out more information concerning From Ashes to Beauty. Please keep your ears open. We're going to have some exciting announcements for our Elation Radio. We want you to stay tuned and continue to keep us all prayed up. One final announcement, and that is, if you are in need in the St. Louis area of diapers as well as female products, you can obtain those items at our St. Louis County Library. That's St. Louis County Library. That's at flcl.org. Look them up. You'll be able to find branches that you may be able to go into to obtain those items. I want to thank you again for joining us here at the Just For You podcast. If you'd like to contact me, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, you can contact me on Facebook, and it's under M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can also contact me via that inbox or at Leading Wright, leading like you're leading someone, Wright like our last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, leadingwright@gmail.com. We love to hear how this podcast is blessing your life. We love for you to encourage us, strengthen us, that Elation Radio knows that God is getting the glory for your life and the testimonies. We thank him for blessing each and every one of you in advance. We also want you to know we're here to pray for you. You can also contact us, put in your prayer requests. We are praying and lifting you up, and we know that God hears and he answers prayer. If there's nothing else, I'd like to encourage you to stand strong this week. Continue to remember what Nehemiah did. Stay on the wall. for your wall experience. Please join me in prayer as we pray out. We want to thank again our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, for all you do for all of us at the Elation Radio. We love you dearly. We thank God for you, and we thank God for each of you, the listeners that listen in. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time together. Thank you for every announcement. Thank you for your word. Thank you, O God, for the lives of your people that you hear and that you answer prayer. We ask, O God, that we lay all on the altar, that you may come in and do the work that is necessary in each of our lives. I'm praying right now, O God, that you heal, help, deliver, and save. Thank you for those that said yes to you, whether in the live or on the replay. We give you all the glory. We thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do in the lives of your people. We lay all on the altar, O God, that you get all the glory, that you be lifted up, and that you be honored. There is none like you. You're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. How else can we trust you but to call on your name? When we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, we have to understand that all our help cometh from you, the Lord thy God. So help us as we stand firm on your word, standing in awe of you and your grace and your mercy. Most of all, God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Have your divine will and way be with all the children as they go back and forth to school, all the adults as they go back and forth to school, all the adults and the young people that are going in and out of work. God, just be with us. We need you like we breathe. We need you, God, and we can't make it without you. And not only forgive us, but give us a heart to forgive, that you may be glorified, honored, and lifted up. Have your way in every family, O God. Draw families closer together. Give strength, O God, to that one that feels weak. We ask, O God, that you heal on today. And we thank you in advance for all of the praise reports, for all of the victory, for all that your word promises, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go with our very own visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and all of the work she is charged to do in her life at Elation, in her world of business, and as a mother, as all the roles of her life. I'm asking you to bless her and to lift her and to keep her in such a time as this. And Father, we know that you hear the prayers of the righteous, and you promise, Lord, that you would come in and help. So for that, we say thank you. We honor you for hearing our spoken requests and unspoken requests. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I thank you and praise God for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., for listening in, supporting, and for being there with us all. God bless you all. Until next time, we'll look forward to another day with Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, if the Lord says the same, next Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you, and God be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. In your power and not my own might. And I live to die. So you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful. Living in opposition.